Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Hello and welcome back to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and joining me to talk about our NAA Week 6 preview of the Houston Cougars versus the Memphis Tigers, it's our host with the most, Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going, man?
What's up, Jeremiah? Talking some college football here. Coming in to Week 6, Houston, Memphis is going to be a great matchup this upcoming week.
Absolutely. And for everybody watching our video or listening to our podcast, we just want to thank you. Thank you for subscribing, for liking, hitting that notification button, and for leaving us amazing reviews over on our podcast platforms. It's because of you that we come here every single week with brand new coverage. We have a new podcast pretty much every day and new videos that pop out pretty much every day. So thank you so much for supporting us. You're the reason we're able to broadcast every single week here at 100 Yards of Football. So, Mr. Logan Landers, Houston versus Memphis, what do we have to look forward to out of this matchup?
Well, let's talk about these teams, man. Let's talk about these Houston Cougars first and foremost. Tough loss this past week to the Tulane Green Wave, lost in OT 27-24. In that game, Clayton Tune, the QB, 22 of 33 passing, 208, two touchdowns. Not a bad day for him. No INTs also, but just not enough. The running game also pretty consistent. 48 carries for 175 yards as a team with one score. That coming from Brandon Campbell, who had 19 rushes for 66 total yards. Behind him was the quarterback, Clayton Tune, 14 carries for 56. The receiving core leading the way with Nathaniel Dell, 8 catches for 73 yards and 2 scores. Good day for him. With Keyshawn Carter being a big threat, 2 catches for 41 yards. He could be a good player in this upcoming game. As for the defense, Aldu led the way with 7 tackles, with Hogan behind him with 7 as well. As a squad, they had a total of two sacks coming from Nelson Caesar and then also from Jermichael Neal. They had 5 tackles for loss, 5 passes defended as well, with no INTs. Like I said, overtime loss, just an absolute heartbreak. They did all they could, but just not enough in the end. Drops their record to 2-3 on the year in Houston. Going over to Memphis, man, there's a strong Tennessee vibe going on this show each and every single week, talking some Memphis football. And, man, they are looking very good this year. Record of 4-1. Lost their week one game, but have since went on a heck of a winning streak. Got a easy win against the Temple Owls this past week, 24-3. In that game, Seth Hennigan, the quarterback, 24-45 passing, not the most accurate, but still 195 yards and 1 touchdown, no INTs as well, so kept it clean. Also for the running game, well, guess who's leading there? It was also Hennigan, 19 carries for 60 yards. Also with Martin behind him with 3 carries for 52. As a team, they ran it 44 times for 136 yards with 2 touchdowns. Brandon Thomas was responsible for both of those. The receiving core, Caden Prixhorn, led the way with 3 catches for 40 yards and a score. Behind him was Rock Taylor, great name, 4 catches for 38. Like I said, the defense was really good. Like I said, only gave up 3 points the whole ball game, no touchdowns allowed. Xavier Cullins, 9 tackles, led the way with Greg Rubin behind him with 6. Only 1 sack on the day, and that was by Duxworth. and they had a total of 4 tackles for loss, 4 pass defended. And the real key in this game, 3 interceptions. Xavier Collins had one, Sincere Evans, and Tyler Murray had one also. So the Memphis defense was just absolutely crushing Temple the other day. And this is going to be a good matchup here, a later game, 7:30 Eastern. And it's going to be a good matchup with these, man. Memphis has been looking good on the scoreboard left and right. Houston, like I said, a tough loss the other week. But if I'm going to go with a final prediction in this one, who I think is going to win this one, who's going to improve their record, who's going to get a pivotal Week 6 win, I got to go with the Memphis Tigers, man. I just think that they are the hot hand. You can't bet against the hot hand right now. Like I said, on a 4-game win streak, and I got Memphis winning this one in a good game here. I'm going to go with Memphis getting the score of 34, and I'm going to go Houston 28. So a closer ball game. I think Houston's going to have a better day. I think they're going to come out the gates aggressive off that tough OT loss. But I just think overall, man, that Memphis defense is just absolutely tremendous, as well as the offense is clicking good right now also. And like I said, Houston just got to get it going a little bit better. And I think it's going to be a great ball game this upcoming week.
Absolutely. Well, you heard it here first, fans. That's the kind of information that we bring week in and week out here at 100 Yards of Football. It's one of the things that we love is to show you exactly the depth of each of these games. Well, if you're watching us live on our video, thank you so much. And if you're listening to our podcast, thank you again. But if you're not listening to our podcast, come and join us. Our podcast is 100 Yards of Football, everywhere that you love to listen to podcasts, including on Spotify, which is where I usually listen, including on Apple Podcasts, plus iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Amazon, everywhere that you love to listen to audio. So we'll be there for you. Just look for our 50-yard line football. And so thank you very much to Mr. Logan Landers for that NCAA Week 6 preview of the Houston Cougars versus the Memphis Tigers. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and we'll be right back with another live episode right after this.
Let's see what Logan Landers and Jeremiah Long have to say about the next game preview.
Hello and welcome back to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and joining me to talk about our NCAA Week 6 coverage of the Arkansas Razorbacks versus the Mississippi State Bulldogs, it's our host, Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going, man?
Hey, what's going on, Jeremiah? I got some awesome football to talk about this week, man. Arkansas, Mississippi State, it's going to be an absolutely tremendous game this upcoming Saturday.
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, our founder and one of our hosts, Mr. Vincent Turner, he loves Arkansas football. And so I know that he's going to be on the edge of his seat for this one. I'm feeling this briskness in the air, decided to broadcast outside today. And so I'm really excited for football weather, which we have just totally hit here in the beginning of October. So, yeah, without further ado, Mr. Logan Landers, what do we have to look forward to for Arkansas and Mississippi State?
Man, let's talk about these teams here. Let's talk about Arkansas, right? Man, they had a tough task this past week. They went up against Alabama, right? That's a tough one. In the game, like I said, they lost 49-26. Not too bad, though, when you think about it, right? It wasn't like they were completely blown out. They did shut them out in the third quarter, to be fair. We all know Alabama had the injury to Bryce Young, took him out of the game. So let's talk about this team, though, man. Like I said, they did their best, just wasn't enough against this stacked team in Alabama. KJ Jefferson, 13-24, 155 yards, and 1 score for him. No INTs. But let's talk about the running game, though, what they were able to do. And 51 carries for 187 yards. That's not too bad. Not too shabby at all. And looking at the team, leading the way for them was Raheem Sanders, 22 carries for 101 yards. Really good for him, right? Really good. And I mean, they're going to need that this upcoming week, too, if they're going to want to beat Mississippi State. Looking at this team, though, the receiving core, Ketron Jackson, 4 catches for 48. Jadon Hazelwood, a name we're bringing up pretty often here, 6 catches for 37. And the defense, they did their best, Jeremiah. They did their best, but just wasn't enough, gave up almost 50 points. Drew Sanders led the way with 12 tackles. Bumper pulled behind him with 10. For the team, who is just an absolute sack machine, only able to get 1 on the day, and that was thanks in part to Drew Sanders. 4 tackles for loss, 2 pass defended, and Dwight McLutheran got an interception on the day. But, hey, that was a tough, tough task They had to deal against Alabama, and they did their best all in all. And looking at Mississippi State, man, they are coming off a big win against Texas A&M. Puts them at now 4-1 on the season. And in the game against the Aggies, Will Rogers, 31 of 45 passing, 329 yards, a 7.3 average, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions. So a tremendous game for that QB right there. The running game, right? Dylan Johnson led the way with 14 carries for 68 yards, and Jaquavis Marks, 7 carries for 54. That's team 24 carries, 144 yards, 1 touchdown, not bad at all. On the receiving end, Ra-Ra Thomas, 5 catches for 134 yards, a tremendous day. Just eye-popping 26.8 average and 1 touchdown. Justin Robinson behind him, 6 catches for 50. As team, right, the defense gave up 24 points. Not too bad. Shut them out in the first half. Jet Johnson led the way with 10 tackles, with Richardson behind him with 9. As a team, they had 4 sacks on the day, 6 total tackles for loss, and 3 pass defended. 2 interceptions for Mr. Emmanuel Forbes, with one of those getting a house call going back for 6. So a great win for Mississippi State. And as for the Arkansas Razorbacks, man, they're just trying to get things rolling. It's been rough go for them. Mississippi State's got the hot hand right now. So in this battle, man, this is going to be a good one. Mississippi State is now ranked number 23 in the nation. I think this is going to be a good matchup. It's a high-powered offense versus a tremendous defense, man. And this is a very, very tough game to call. This can go either way. But you know, I'm feeling a little gutsy today, Jeremiah. I'm feeling something. It might be, you know, Mr. Football. He might be looking out this video. He might be watching from. He might be just he's sending some brain signals to me, Jay. And I think he's gonna tell me. He wants me to call the Hogs. He wants me to go with the Razorbacks in this one. So I'm gonna go with Arkansas getting the upset in this one. It's gonna be a good ball game. I think that the final score for this one, I'm gonna go with Arkansas getting the W in the upset. I'm going to go Arkansas 30, and I'm going to go Mississippi State 27, a 3-point ball game, maybe a late field goal to get the win. I'm just saying. But I just think this Arkansas team is due for a big win, and I think that they can get it here, Mississippi State. But, hey, like I said, it can go either way. That's just my predictions.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Wow. Yeah, I can see that. That's incredible, and I think that a lot of our staff would love to see what happens in that scenario. I definitely know a lot of our fans that love college football would love to see that. So tell us, everyone watching the video, tell us in the comments, what do you think the final score will be? What do you think the keys to the game are? And what does Mississippi State or Arkansas have to do to get the win? We definitely want to hear from you. And if you're listening to our podcast right now, first off, thank you so much. We love our podcast listeners. Our live viewers are amazing. Our podcast listeners are incredible. And there's just different mediums for different folks. Some people just love to listen. So if you aren't listening, though, we'd love for you to join us. You can listen on Spotify. You can listen over on Apple Podcasts, on Amazon, on Google Podcasts, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, anywhere that you listen to podcasts. So if you have a phone device, it's very likely that you have a way to listen to our show right now. If you're on an Android device, you can actually ask it to play 100 Yards of Football, and it'll play it. And if you are on an Apple device, you can say, please play the latest episode of 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio Podcast, and it will play our latest episodes. You can subscribe. You can go back and listen to some of our amazing history specials where we cover some of the greatest plays of the game, the games themselves, the greatest seasons, some of the greatest players, and we even talk about the classic coaches. So those episodes are what we call evergreen. You can listen to them anytime, year-round. And so thank you so much to Mr. Logan Landers for that NCAA Week 6 coverage of the Arkansas Razorbacks versus the Mississippi State Bulldogs. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and we'll be back with another live episode. Stay tuned.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.